Hello, I'm John Francis.
And I am Sophie Yeomans.
In this part of Chatterbox, we'll have further news items from the Norwich Evening News, Information Desk, and our second feature, which is an interview with Willie Russell on the 40th anniversary of his play, Educating Rita.
Now, our first batch of news in this part. Here, we learn about the possibility of post offices closing, a local MP trying to put an end to threatening debt letters, the council faced with making more cuts, a U-turn over a new car parking system at a hospital, and a bid to expand an air ambulance base.
Norfolk's post offices are on the brink of collapse, leaving thousands of people and businesses without access to vital services, according to the county's sub-postmasters. A new report has revealed that 20% of sub-postmasters are planning on resigning or downsizing in the next 12 months, placing 2,500 branches in immediate peril. The news comes as the government continues its plans to end post office subsidies by 2021. The consequence of this will be catastrophic for local communities, according to the National Federation of Sub-Postmasters. And sadly, the story is no different for Norfolk, with the county's sub-postmasters saying the only motivation in taking on a post office is community goodwill. Sub-postmasters run a post office alongside a second business in a bid to make it economically viable, such as running a counter out of a greengrocer's or pharmacy. Victoria MacDonald is a sub-postmaster in Eton who runs a post office counter out of the village's community pub, the Cellar House. Mrs. MacDonald said the post office is breaking even. "It's a disproportionate amount of hassle, stress and responsibility," she said, "to a post office for the remuneration that you get. I can genuinely say the only motivation in doing it is for the goodwill of the community, because we know how important this service is." The National Federation has also called for a subsidy to be guaranteed for rural post offices past the 2021 deadline. In places like North Norfolk, which is both rural and has an older demographic, funding is even more critical. For a more elderly community or people with disabilities, losing the post office would be a huge blow, as they can't get to the city or another town with ease, and they'll be stranded without these services, said North Norfolk's MP, Norman Lamb. The number of post offices in the east of England has been in steady decline since 2010. According to the latest figures, the amount of outlets in the region dropped by 20 between 2017 and 2018, from 1,136 to 1,116.
And Norman Lamb, Liberal Democrat MP for North Norfolk, led a debate in Westminster Hall in support of the Money and Mental Health Policy Institute's Stop the Debt Threats campaign. The Institute's research found more than 100,000 people in debt attempt to take their own life in England every year, and one factor was letters from creditors. It is an issue, money-saving expert founder Mr. Lewis, who is also founder and chairman of the Money and Mental Health Policy Institute, previously said was destroying lives. Mr. Lamb is a member of the Charities Advisory Board alongside MP colleagues Johnny Mercer and Luciana Berger. He said the letters those in debt receive are often written in intimidating and complex language and can feature threats of court action right at the top. Receiving these letters from multiple lenders on a daily basis can leave people feeling threatened and unable to see a solution to their situation. He gave the example of a man named only as Paul, who lives with bipolar. Mr. Lamb said, when he's on a high, he would go out on spending sprees funded by loans, and during periods of depression, he would struggle to pay his bills and often spends money to help himself feel better. He said, Paul said being hounded by creditors left him feeling trapped and helpless, and he tragically made attempts on his own life. The campaign to make changes to the letters has been backed by Mind, the Samaritans, Citizens Advice, and Royal College of Psychiatrists.
A target's been set to make £40 million worth of further savings and cuts at Norfolk County Council, as County Hall leaders reiterated the need for more certainty from government over funding. The council is facing a £71 million gap over the next 2 years amid rising demand and the ending of the government's revenue support grant. That's money the government gives to pay for services. The Conservative-controlled council recently switched back to a cabinet system, and one of its first acts was to agree the £40 million savings target during a meeting which lasted barely 30 minutes. The departmental savings targets include cutting £9 million from the budget for adult social care, £4.5 million from children's services, and £5 million from community and environmental services. The council leader, Andrew Proctor, said on top of savings the council has already made or is in the process of making, finding even more savings wouldn't be easy. Mr. Proctor, along with Norfolk MPs, met the local government minister, Rishi Sunak, last week to discuss council funding. The council has also submitted evidence to a fair funding review, which is being carried out. Mr. Proctor said the minister had recognised particular issues in Norfolk, and such as the cost for special educational needs. He said Mr. Sunak had pledged to advocate for local government with the government.
A private firm has made a U-turn over the way it charges people parking at the county's busiest hospital. Changes were made last week at the car park operated by Bullen Developments, a subsidiary of construction firm R.G. Carter, which is adjacent to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. It meant those using the 310-space car park, which opened in 2013, would have to pay for their car parking up front, with the ability to top up their payment if their appointment takes longer than expected. And while the cost of parking did not change, the system sparked outrage with patients and visitors who said it was just another way to make life difficult for the sick. But a spokesman for Bullen Developments said the car park would revert to taking payment as people left. He said, "Over the last few days, we have listened to feedback from customers, and it is clear we need to make adjustments to the speed and structure of payment process. To deal with the issues raised, we have today made changes to the system to allow people to pay on exit as well as entry, and have made more staff available to help customers who are using the new system for the first time. Over the next few days, we will be improving signage and putting in place an additional ticket machine. We will continue to monitor our service and make further adjustments as necessary."
Back in February, the East Anglian Air Ambulance revealed the aspiration to become an all-hours service by 2020, allowing it to swoop to the aid of those in need 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As part of this, the charity plans to upgrade and expand its current base at Norwich International Airport in a project expected to cost around £5 million. If the plan gets the all clear, it'll see parts of the charity's airport hangar demolished and replaced with a larger one, creating opportunities to expand the activity it can provide. This would mean that, as well as housing the crucial service, the crews would be able to provide first aid training on site. The expansion is also planning to provide rest and welfare facilities for crews, conference space, and a generally larger space from which to operate.